I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. A lot of the focus on the Dakota Access Pipeline has been on protests in other states, but work is taking place on the project in Illinois. Also, a winter farmers market for Springfield and the Cubs' success means cash for retailers. We'll talk about that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with that pipeline project. There is work being done in the state of Illinois. People may not realize that the pipeline will travel through west central Illinois on down south.
You know, you mentioned a lot of the attention has been lately in North Dakota near the Rock Sioux Reservation. There have been some legal disputes there over possible disturbance of cultural artifacts. A lot of the preliminary work, meanwhile, has continued in the Illinois section, and that specifically would include Morgan, Macoupin, and Montgomery counties. So they're looking to begin piping oil from North Dakota to central Illinois by the end of the year, and it looks like that is back on track.
And you said you got a firsthand look at some of that work being done as you traveled down to the southern part of the state.
You know, if you travel down through Hillsborough, Montgomery County area, you may see some fairly wide swaths of what is the oil pipeline right-of-way. But again, a lot of the construction they went ahead and completed while all of this was being resolved up in the Dakotas. So they do expect to finish that project, it looks like, pretty much on time. By the way, this is a 1,200-mile-long pipeline that will be bringing oil from the Dakotas down to a terminal at Patoka, Illinois.
I mentioned the winter farmers market in Springfield. That's a new idea, and it's going to start up in January.
This is a partnership between the Enos Park Neighborhood Improvement Association and the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. They will be holding this the fourth Saturday of each month, beginning in January, and it'll be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Third Presbyterian Church. And the idea here is to fill in the gap from January through April for fresh produce and vegetables between the summer's farmers markets, which take place, of course, in downtown Springfield and at the Illinois State Fairgrounds.
A couple of weeks ago when we last talked, we discussed the executive mansion and repair work that was going to be done there. Now it's going to force the governor and the first lady to move out of the mansion. They're going to move to the north end of Springfield to the state fairgrounds while that work's being done.
Now, they're planning to relocate to the director's house there on the state fairgrounds. They'll be there about a year and a half under terms of the contract. And O'Shea Builders of Springfield is going to be the general managing contractor on this project. It's expected to take about 18 months at a cost of roughly $15 million. Now, we've asked what sort of preparation might be necessary at the state fairgrounds for the Rounders to relocate. I haven't gotten a response to that yet, but they are planning to move in there in January. And at that point, the public tours of the executive mansion will be suspended until the renovation project is complete.
Well, the Cubs winning on the field and getting to the World Series certainly going to have an impact at the cash register for retailers. People are buying up a lot of Cubs apparel, apparently.
Well, this was something certainly you would have expected with the Cubs returning to the World Series for the first time since 1945. We did some checking with some of the local sporting goods stores, even restaurants and the like. And certainly there's a lot of demand for Cubs apparel right now. One or two of the retailers had sold out, actually, but they were restocking as quickly as possible. So we did talk to one woman who actually was in Chicago for when the Cubs clinched the National League championship. She was unable to buy gear there. The demand was so great immediately after the game. Wound up coming back to Springfield where she was able to find some Cub apparel. And we should add in here, there is already a buyer's beware out there. The Illinois Attorney General's Office and the Ohio Attorney General's Office, of course, the Cleveland Indians are already warning there are ticket scams out there and fake apparel. So they're advising folks to just be sure who you're dealing with.
Okay, Tim, we'll talk to you again next time.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.